Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We are talking about There Is More. And this week, we're going to be moving into restoration and what that looks like in your life. I'm excited about this series is because restoration happens from within, and the universe desires your restoration. And we've been talking about a lot about restoration, but on other platforms, but we're going to talk about it here in regards of your own life, because it means rest, and it means recuperation, and it means rest, recuperation, and it means repair and recovery. And that's one of the things that's really, really super important, you know, in our lives, that we realize what's happening in our life about our lives. We're supposed to restore. It means to rebuild. It means to re-engage and renew and revitalize. And so this is one of the things that we have to remember in what we're doing. You know, you are to be restored. A lot of times the world tries to take away your dignity and your honor through the actions that they have. But one of the things the beautiful universe does is it restores you to you. This is why we begin a relationship to ourselves, because we begin to be renewed and restored in ourselves, because our spirits begin to remind us of who we are. The world takes. But our own spirits renew us in the person that we are in. And so this is really beautiful to see this happening right before our very eyes. And so this is why we always take the time to take a moment to renew ourselves and to really understand restoration, what restoration really means. It's restoring our dignity, our hope, our purpose, understanding that we have a big hope in the future, because the universe is going to restore our future to us because it's written inside of us. It's also, the universe is also going to restore who and what we are. And this is what's important to remember, that we engage in this restoration along with our spirits. This is where we start: love, encouragement, abundance, and peace. And as we do, we enter into this place of restoration. We're going to be talking about double for your trouble and acceleration and, you know, getting all what's yours because it's in your spirit. You know, I'll be going over a little bit the 40-day prosperity plan, what that restoration looks like, because all you do is be aware of your spirit, your spiritual energy, and restoration begins to happen. You know, it's just, I mean, things are just beautiful because it accelerates for you. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about freedom and emancipation of the year of freedom. And we're talking about There Is More. And our subset this time is, on this part of the series, is restoration. We're going to talk about what restoration looks like in your life. And restoration in your relationships and marriages, I mean, your relationships, are wonderful because they begin to rebuild you. Restoration, part of restoration is rebuilding. When you come out of bad relationships, you're needing to rebuild who you are. This is what the universe does. The universe works to rebuild broken walls and lives. And so that's what the universe is doing for you, is rebuilding who you are. This is why when you leave toxic relationships, you are rebuilt from within. The confidence, this is what your spirit is, a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom. And you are built from within. You know, this is why you will listen to the spirit and you will rebuild yourself. Love, encouragement, abundance, and peace. You're only going to hear loving words. You know, being in relationships myself over the years, I just remember, you are a king, you are dapper, you're wise. And, you know, and that's what happens when the universe rebuilds us from bad relationships. We are being rebuilt into who we are because they try to tear you down. And so this is what restoration is, to rebuild your who you are. This is one of the reasons why you write a list down of who you are, and you start that process of what you are. And you rebuild yourself. You are a king. You are a queen. You do that yourself. This is what you always do. You are a king or queen. You speak that out. You put that in your mind, and this is how you walk. You walk in that air because you're rebuilding yourself from bad relationships. And that's what the universe wants to do, is restore your dignity, restore your self-esteem, and restore your confidence. And this is what we're going to be doing, talking about over these next few sessions, about restoration and what it looked like, the empowerment of the universe within you. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and I'm excited. I wrote Blue Whales and Eagles book in Washington, D.C., and it's led to all of this. It's led to a global empire. It's so funny. It's a global empire. We're going to be having our Blue Whales and Eagles Institute, our marriage institute, that will be launching in a few years. It will be launching in Washington, D.C. area, near the suburbs, to really help people navigate marriages. And this is a part of our Simplicity in Life companies. You will see Blue Whales and Eagles. It's actually also a board game that we are developing. And it's actually a game show on my network that I'm hosting. I'm hosting Blue Whales and Eagles marriage game. So I'm excited about it. But we're talking about there is more today. In understanding that there is more, understanding that you have been given everything, and you've been having everything, and you and your spouse are one spirit. So as you are working on your own energy, your own spirit, your spouse, you are working on your marriage. Now, this is why you don't leave yourself. This is why you work everything out with yourself. Most people don't understand these things because they're deeper spiritual understanding, because relationships are spiritual. You can't quantify something that's spiritual because it's unlimited. You can't say this, the spirit is contained in this, because it's not, because it's unlimited. Spiritual things are very vast and big. And so this is why you could live a billion years and never begin to scratch the surface of what you're supposed to have. But because you are a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom, one of the things that's going to happen is that no matter the conflict that you have in your marriage, it will always work out. Where things go wrong is when you walk in selfishness and do not want to work on yourself. Laziness will kill a marriage. Laziness will kill a marriage. And as long as you're working on yourself, your marriage will go the direction it's supposed to. This is why I give you these tools: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Wisdom, insight, foresight, and knowledge. Integrity, honor, riches, and wealth. Because these are a part, you know, of your marriage. These are part of the marriage thing, because marriage is a spiritual thing. It's energetic. You are one energy. And so in focusing on yourself, just take a minute and look in the mirror and focus. Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and I'm excited to announce that we're launching our TV network, and it's just been wonderful, a wonderful road of support. And we have John Green coming on board as our global CEO of the network, and he's doing the Jimmies in that. And so I'm just really, 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 really thrilled at, you know, where we've come, and I'm excited. And so, but we're going to continue to do this, and I'm excited to talk about that. This is a global network launching in 2025. Simplicity in Life. It's conferences, Joy of You conferences for women, and then life conferences and life groups for men. Living is for everyone. Life groups for men. You know, a way of support system for men. So I'm excited. But we're talking about. We're talking about there is more, and we're talking about restoration, and restoration is repair, and it comes from within. When we take time to just be with ourselves, taking a day just to be with ourselves and some time, we begin to repair ourselves and renew ourselves because our spirits begin to talk to us. This is why we rest. I was building this network, TV network, and I put so much energy into it. You don't realize how much energy goes into something like this. I've been doing it for my business. This is why you don't overthink something. I put that much energy into, my network and actually another one, our Fit One network and our Urban City network, our More Than Hope TV network. That's also, you're putting all these energies into all of these things and they're becoming reality, but you also get drained. The same thing with my company, RCC. I put my energy into my company. And one of the things that happened is that you just need to take a break to revitalize your energy and get your perspective again. And so because, learning that, you have restoration is important, but then you can heal yourself and get through things that matter to you. Being in Georgia for the last 3 years, it's been a wonderful time of rest, renewal, rejuvenation, rejuvenation and replenishment and recalibration. I've been able to recalibrate my life and understanding. This is one of the reasons why we take a moment in rest to be restored into rest. Restoration, rest leads to restoration. And so this is one of the reasons why we take a moment and just, rest. We can just get that, we can just hear ourselves and we can just get that out and it's replenishing. And this will help us also to focus and to go into nature. That's very important. One of the companies we're launching is Nature's Wholeness Stores. We have our first almost 500 stores going out across the U.S. right now. And it's just, it's about the tree. The tree, the leaves on the tree, it's the same color as the heart, green, and they stand for growth. And so this is one of the beautiful things about, I love about that logo. It's a simple logo, but it's going to be on all of our ice cream. I'm excited about our ice cream, our shirts. It's goodness for the whole family. And it's just, and it means rest. It's nature's. That's what nature's heart, your heart, you surround it by rest. Nature is going to talk to your heart. That happened to me all the time in New York City. One of my favorite places to go was Tribeca, the park in Tribeca to eat lunch, and also in Washington Square Park, the green. I love being out in the green and the farm. I grew up on the farm and it was just a place of rest. You hear yourself. This is one of the reasons why we go into places like that, into nature, to hear ourselves. You can just hear your spirit, and it's just wonderful to hear yourself. And that's just when you take a time to be in nature. You can hear yourself. You'll just know things. I've got new ideas, like new hamburger joints. And then, even this morning, the spirit is just like, expand the healthcare. You expand your healthcare and your technology. You hear that. We're surrounded by trees, so you're just hearing that all the time. And so this is just wonderful to really just understand that there is more, and we're listening to nature, and being in rest and recuperating. And so we're accomplishing so much more. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and I'm excited. Love Just Happens is going to be a show on our Simplicity in Life network, and it's just amazing. This is launching in 2025. So it's amazing, about love just happening and really understanding how love happens. As I told people, that you're an energy of love, you're an energy of empowerment and wisdom. So love is just happening. It's just there. Love is just there. You got to remember that love is just there. You're not looking for love. You are a spirit of love. And so this is one of the reasons that restoration, when you begin to love on yourself, you begin to restore your life. You begin to restore your life because it's just love energy. It's love. You are an energy of love, empowerment, and wisdom. And so restoration, you're the source of love. Love is the source of you. So love restores your spirit. This is what happens when love happens. Love will just begin to restore your spirit and repair you. This is just how it happens. This is where healing happens. When you want to repair something, you have to go to a source and get a source of something to really get it, you know, to really get it repaired. And this is what happens to you. You are an energy of love. So love repairs you and it kicks out things that are not like you. This is why we always love ourselves. It's energy. It feeds our energy. Love feeds our spirit and it repairs us. It repairs our thinking. It repairs who we are. It removes anything negative. It removes anything that's not like us because love feeds our spirit. Love feeds the real us, the real energy that we are, and it keeps feeding us. And so this is why when we sin, it works instantly. This is why it's so powerful. Love is a very powerful energy because it's the source of who we are and it feeds our energy and it makes everything happen. This is why when you're in relationships, you're not looking for love. You're giving love. Love gives. And because love gives, love is repairing itself. Love is, you know, when you give something, you get more of it. And so this is what is important to remember. And so as we focus on love, you know, we are going to be being restored. Love in that restoration, we will rebuild who we are. We'll repair our lives and we'll restore things to ourselves. Because love removes anything that's not like you. Anything that's negative has to leave when the presence of love comes into our lives. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about restoration and understanding restoration, especially in your marriage. One of the beautiful things about your marriage is it works spiritually. You and your spouse are one energy. And your marriage works to restore the balance of your life. This is why when you're working on yourself, your marriage will go the direction you want it to go. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. These are what they call the attributes of the spirit, but they also feed your energy. Instead of feeding strife in your marriage and your relationship, when you work on yourself spiritually, and these are spiritual things that you work on every day, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. This is like eating an apple. When you eat a piece of fruit, it's what, you know, it sustains you. An apple a day keeps a doctor away. But it also causes you to grow. This is what restoration is for. You know, your partner helps you to become who you are and to grow into who you're supposed to be. And so in this, one of the things you have to remember is that you have to choose to grow up. Because this is what happens when you're under a fountain of love all the time. You simply are going to grow. You have no choice but to grow. You can stay where you are, but you have to grow. This is what happens in the spirit. Your spirit is an energy of love. It's a spiritual thing. Love feeds the spirit. There's nothing stronger than the power of love, but it causes us to grow. You see that all the time. You know, people, you know, have that ability to grow. And so as you're in your marriage and you're working on yourself every day, your partner will experience restoration. You will experience restoration because that's what happens when we love on ourselves. Our partners begin to experience similar things. It's energy, restoration, it's spiritual energy. And so because this is the case, one of the things that begins to happen is we become more and more of ourselves in the process. Because we're loving on ourselves. We're working on ourselves. Restoration. The things that we want and desire become, begin to be attracted into our life. That's what our spirit does. Our spirit works as a great attractor. This is why I tell you to read the 40-Day Prosperity Plan and the Abundance article by John Randall Price. Understanding the spirit within, to make it happen. All you do is focusing on yourself and you're attracting your life into your life. It's an energetic thing. And so because you're one, marriage works on the principle of oneness. It works on the principle of unity and harmony. What the spirit tells your partner, the spirit is going to tell you. So there's never division. You keep the haters out of your marriage. And this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to keep the haters out of your marriage. You know, that's what, you know, you don't listen to that hate. Your spirit's going to keep you all on the same page. And this is beautiful to remember, you know, it's just really, really beautiful to remember in all of this. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining. Ah, what an amazing, amazing time. I'm really excited about what's getting ready to happen. We have our network, GB, launching very soon, and I'm excited to announce that I have several shows on the network, with one of which is our morning talk show, which is called Global Loft, reaching out into the world. And I have my 4 o'clock show, which is called It's Rick, a positive living show. Then I have the Artist Cafe on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. interviewing artists, and I'm acting in social academia. Then I have also Kings of Dance that I have as well. And so it's a lot of new shows. I occasionally will have the International Peace Choir and the International Peace Ensemble that I'm also hosting and working with. So it's exciting to get these projects off the ground and really just impact people for the positive in the world. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're talking about emancipation. There is restoration, there's more. And so as you are entering into this place of rebuilding from within, it's very, very important to remember that there is always going to be more. Your life is written inside of you. It's your energy. Only you can decide where that goes. Our lives are written within us. And this is really, really important to remember, because it's energy. It's our own spirits. When we come in contact with our own energy, we begin to live out our lives, and things just automatically begin to happen for us. The things that we've set for ourselves begin to automatically happen. They just begin to appear because we're working on ourselves. We begin to attract them in abundance. And this is one of the reasons why we just begin to really just work on ourselves, because whatever we desire begins to just happen. Because our spirits work for us. Our energy always works, you know, for our benefit and our well-being. And so things will just automatically manifest in our lives. I've watched this in my life all these years, that how things just manifested right before my very eyes. And in New York, I was just in my mind, I was going through, just going through a grocery list in my mind of what I wanted. And the next thing I know, somebody had already bought it for me. And so it was really kind of funny, because I was just going through it in my mind, just kind of going through everything in my mind. And it just happened. And so it's really important for us to really begin to grab a hold of our spirits and really just focus on stuff. I'm also a writer. And one of the things I love to do is write, because one of the things is your characters. You learn as a writer that your characters all just take on a life of their own. And that's what happens. You're supposed to create. and so you use your imagination to create the characters in everything. And so I love, this is one of the reasons I love being writers, because that energy, you know, it goes, you know, that character is created in a real time situation. And so this is one of the reasons why we don't have negative thinking. Because our, you know, we create, we're able to create the life we desire in our lives. This is why I would tell you, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. And those are things that are very, very important. And this is why I tell people I love to use my imagination. You know, I love to create characters. I was writing the play, The Heart and the Law, and it's about a Black Lives Matter activist falling in love with a police officer. And one of the things was, one of the characters, the name was Chris, and the other one's name was Rick, sort of named him after me. But you saw their personalities come out in the show. in the play. And so, and this is what happens. I mean, it just comes out. Things just come out, you know, over and beyond. And so our energies are important. They help us to live our lives, and they bring us to the place we want to. It's always from the within. And so you will always be in the right place because your spirit will work to bring you into the right places that you desire, and things will just be manifested in that place. And this is how it works. Your spirit will bring you exactly where you want to be and do immeasurably things beyond you could ever ask, think, or imagine. And so this is why you got to understand to work on yourself and visualize where you want to be and know where you want to be, because your energy works for you. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me.